it has been fun. 40 years went by pretty fast. Funny part is, we both had hair at that point.
We saw that in those old newspaper photos, right?
That's right.
Because I probably even had more hair in 1975. One of the fun stories that I tell is the actual official day was April Fool's Day. And all of these 40 years, I've always thought that was pretty appropriate because this 25-year-old kid comes marching into this place thinking he had some clue of what was going on. And I always thought April Fool's Day had a lot of significance that particular time.
Huge changes in 40 years from vehicles to how you sell cars, right?
Huge improvement in the cars. You know, they used to say they don't build them like they used to. Well, thank goodness, because they have really improved them. Big thing is we got to thank all of our customers. Without the customers and the loyal employees, we wouldn't have been here for 40 years. Thank you very much.
Well, it makes a good point. I keep telling the same story, which is stolen from someone else, but the story is whenever you see a turtle on a fence post, you know they didn't get there by themselves, and that's the same thing with us. It takes so many hands of customers. Kenny Nelson always came and talked to us. He bought the first new pickup when we started, and he was such a good friend for all of his years in Valley City. You remember, I got that very first pickup. But so many changes. Front wheel drive. They're talking about oil changes now. They used to be, what, 2,500 miles, maybe 3,000 miles. They're talking about 5,000 and 6,000 and 7,000 mile oil changes. Well, the tolerances and the engineering are just wonderfully changed. Front wheel drives so that we aren't pushing each other out of snowbanks, and four wheel drives that aren't almost military machines with some of that original stuff. It was pretty, you know, it worked, but it was pretty crude stuff. And then the safety is amazing. You know, there weren't airbags, just the steps that have come through all those years. I have a story that I sat down with my dad in 1986, and what I talked to him about is the new Lincolns came out at that time and the new pickups came out, and I said, Dad, we've got to get out of the car business. And he asked, well, why in the world would you do that? And I said, in pickups, there's nothing left to be invented. There can't be anything beyond this glorious new 1986 pickup. And in Lincolns, the Lincoln had gone to $12,000. And I said, we are never going to sell a $12,000 Lincoln. Our time as Lincoln dealers is over. And in both of those cases, I think it was good he was a little hard of hearing.
On the lot 40 years ago, your most expensive vehicle was what? $7,000, $8,000?
$6,000, $7,000, $8,000 was probably an average price.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's a little more than that now.
Now, one of the fun numbers that we get to see is they like to measure that in how many days of work. And happily, especially with the good things that are happening around the community now, the number of days work that it takes to buy most of our vehicles is very similar, even at those low prices we're laughing about, to the number of days work it took in 1975. So we sort of hate the new numbers, but if you measure it in a constant, like the number of days work, it's still very similar.
Well, we'd like to thank the community for everything that everybody's done, especially having built the new facility between the Development Corp and the local banks and just the customers, everybody. Thank you. We really do appreciate it.